dust by the radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in.
Career. Steady J holds the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jack is some more and Taryn Lamona in your survival. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust, music with hot models. We got Life After Dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must, must tune in. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life of the Dust Live. This is Steady J, and it is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Monday, which that makes this all a new week. Let's give it in there. Yes, yes. I'm so glad to be here, man. Every week, man, that. Have so much fun with you guys, act a fool, do some great interviews, music, talk some hot mess, some hot news, whatever, man. Do a little bit of everything right here. And, shoot, y'all know every Monday, for those of y'all that have never been to the show before, we do what we call the Hot After Dusk Mondays. That's when we talk about hot news, hot mess, hot music, and, of course, hot interviews, too. So you get it all right here on a very packed full Monday. On today's show, we're going to have special guests. Renee Black come to the show, and we got a lot to chop over her, including her being on the cover of the new issue of Human Canvas magazine. So, man, it's going to be crazy, man. That being said, we're going to do a brief question. We'll be back right here on Life That Does Live. Let's get it. This first track of the day will be by the beautiful, talented Tyler Noel.
I'm writing back.
All right, welcome, everyone. Man, we got so much to chop up, man, before we bring our special guests into the building. First off, on the chopping block, I want to give a congrats to all the people who submitted for issue number 8, which would be the issue coming out on May the 1st of Human Canvas Magazine. So I'm excited about that. Got some great people in it. Oh, my God, man, like, start to finish. It was actually a double cover. One cover on the front cover is a cover, so that's Renee Blatt, who will be here in a bit. And then we got T. Steele, who was also in issue number 5. She's on the back cover. We got Princess, and that's a.k.a. Tatted Princess from ATL. She's in there. She comes by the way of Model Notebook, so big ups to the modelnotebook.com. Tina Foray is in the magazine. She was on here a couple weeks ago. Candy and Coco Chanel are two models who are in there as well. It was there shot by one of our most loyal supporters, the boy Greg Hall of Hops 21 Studios. So big ups to that, man. It's a lot of heavy hitting in here. A lot of good stories too, man. One that I know y'all going to be is very controversial and people riled up is the one of my boys, John O. wrote. It's pretty good. It's actually positive, yet it has that edgy feel to it at the same time to where it stirs you up a little bit. It's called The Birth of a Symbol, The Story Behind Mr. No Condom. And which that is John O.'s nickname. And he's going to go into what No Kind of Movement is all about, in which some people know from the surface, you might read and go, well, what the heck is that about? But then when you actually read the story and get a gist of what it's about, you understand that, man, this is actually a positive movement. So, yes, that's one story you definitely don't want to miss. And another one, every issue, Maya Angela always does, she has a fashion column in there. And what she does with that, she basically, she gives you a pick of the month as far as what she thinks is gonna be hot for that particular time for you to definitely rock. And that's what she did something a little different. She actually took pictures with her in this stuff. So, because of course, she is a model, so we do something a little different this time. So this will be the first issue where the pick that she, the stuff she picks for you, she's actually wearing. And this is something she had that comes right out of her closet, so you get a chance to kind of get a look at that. She's actually dubbed this look the Woman in Bloom. So you'll really be able to check all that hot hops and salt. So definitely check that out. And, man, I want to shout out to one of our newest sponsors in this one, man, S&S. Appreciate y'all, man, for so much support, man. A central networking service of lifestyles, man. You can check them out at www.msesnes.com. And definitely, if you're open-minded and sexually inclined, that is definitely a place where you want to go, man. So check them out. Also, let me give a shout out to Audible of Audible.com, which is definitely another great supporter of the movement who has been supporting so much of what we got going on here. Check them out. You can get a 30-day free trial with a free audiobook download simply by just going to audibletrial.com/SettyJ. Spell just like how it is, CEDDY, letter J. Go there and sign up. And let you do that, man, and there you go. All right, so as far as the stuff I want to get off on the chopping block that was disturbing my spirit, I got a chance to check out that this is a Hot 97 show. And, I know some of you might feel some type of way about me saying it because I'm a radio show host, but no, I'm a McCarthy is, Hot 97 has always been known for a little bit of controversy and whatnot, and I feel, and yes, we want to see something positive. I want to see some more positive reality shows, but I feel that this is way too scripted. Like, this is just too scripted of a show, man. So if they would come out and just admit that, hey, if they would just call it a scripted show, I think it would come off better. It would be more, it comes out more authentic that way, and I think more people will be more receptive to it. But the fact that it's being done as a reality show that's called This Is Hot 97, everybody knows, I mean, there's so much that you, like, no freaking way what the heck is going on. So I'm trying to let it unfold. I just watched the second episode literally before the show came on, so I'm still just trying to figure it all out. So, man, I don't know what to say about that one. That's just, it's rattling my brain. So, Hot 97, man, y'all got to kind of let me know where y'all going through, man. Too many things going different directions for me. But another thing I want to put in the chopping block, too, is, and a lot of people who already know I was going to put them on the chopping block, and that's Cornish Record Service. Yes, I did call. Y'all know how I am. I do not give out promotions like that. But I'm promoting. This is a PSA. This is to let you know that you see that truck, honk and flick them the hell off of me, because you know I had to deal with them this weekend of them towing my car on some nonsense, and they towed about another 10 cars as well in the same general vicinity. And it's just ridiculous. Like, it just doesn't make any. It didn't make any sense, and it's a horrible experience. And I just don't. I mean, these people. It's highway robbery. What these people do. I mean, you charge it how much to tow the car, and you put it in that lot. That is, I mean, unsavory. There's nothing safe about that. The people who are around the area are seem so, you know, they just seem unsavory, and it took forever for the people to come to, because they weren't, because they don't have a person on site there. You have to wait for somebody to come, and then they keep telling you within the hour. Nobody wants to be hearing that. You want your money on time, so, you know, why can't you be on time and be there timely so people can get stuff done and keep it moving? Because you're going to get your money, keep it moving. So I just can't deal with them, man. They really put me in a bad spirit. Had a great weekend, you know, before that happened. You know, we had Friday, actually was at Zook Lounge, which I helped do stuff there a lot every Friday, and Delicious was there. She was pretty nice a person, man. Definitely the big club for that. Saturday, went to support my girl, Nana Gettichick, and that was crazy. As well, then Saturday, you know, that's Saturday I went to after I was turned up, and then I came outside. That was when the nonsense happened. So, man, yeah, I'm telling you, I was just so stressed out. I was ready to turn the whole freaking world upside down over this. How I felt, how I was being treated was unacceptable, man. Like, this is just crazy, and you just can't take none of these people serious no more. Like, everybody's, I one thing I just still try to figure out to this day is when a tow truck, when you're trying to look for them to come and help you, you're sharing the side of the road and you need them to come do something, you know, and you're paying them, by the way, they don't freaking care. They take their merrily time and they don't care. But whenever it's time to come and steal somebody's car, I call it stealing, yes it is, whenever it's time to steal somebody's car, they're on freaking time. They on there right away. So it's just ridiculous. Like, I just can't look at them seriously, and I can't, nothing positive. I can say nothing positive about them because every time I think about it, it's just nothing that said, hey, I'm positive. So I don't know, man. Hopefully they get it together, because that is freaking ridiculous. And another thing on the channel, like, I want to get off my chest. Because just like I said, I had a lot on my chest today on the channel, like, just in time in general, man, is people who just don't get, from just being comfortable with yourself. It takes time. Yes, it takes time to be comfortable with yourself. But, you know, just because you're not comfortable with yourself does not mean you hate on somebody else who is so comfortable with themselves. Because, you know, everybody doesn't have to, you know, everybody doesn't follow the rules that everyone in the world does at all times to fit, you know, it just try to fit in. Like, it just doesn't work. So, I'm going to say I'm thankful for that. It's so many people who are so receptive to my uniqueness. So definitely, man. What we're going to do, we're going to go to another quick song break, and then we come back. We should have our special guest in the building, a girl named Black. So this track for the throw at y'all now is by Spin the Rolodex, and it's going to be, since we just had 420 yesterday, Purple Sky. Let's do it.
Can't go wrong, girl. don't hear a nigga scream. Can't get a job cause you won't allow my system to stay clean. Can't fight temptation cause sensation tell me all I need. So I just keep keeping heavy on the ground seaweed. Be without you hot, don't tell them, tell them.
All right, all right, y'all. We're back. We're back right here on Life of Death Live. Your boy, Sunny J. That was Purple Skies. I think it's hilarious because yesterday was 420. And shout out to the people that didn't go to church that were smoking, getting high, trying to get close to the guy that way. Shout out to y'all. That was why some people didn't go. They said they didn't go to church yesterday like they usually do because they were trying to celebrate 420 and they figured they'd get high. They get close to the God anyway. All right, so I want to welcome to the show over the very beautiful, talented woman all the way from the boot, Louisiana to be exact. Welcome to the show, my girl, Renee Black.
Hey.
Welcome, welcome. Glad to have you.
How you doing? I'm glad to be on the show.
Yes, man. It's you've been one of those people, man, that's been doing it, man, supporting it. You've been in your hustle pretty hard. Like people pay attention. I've been paying attention. So obviously, you got a great team. So we got so much to chop up.
Mhm. Cool. Excuse me, I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
Oh no, you were saying something. You were saying something. I was like, you were saying something. You stopped. So I was like,
I know, right? I was just about to say, yeah. I've been doing pretty good, since just starting out and stuff. Yeah.
And it kind of, I'm gonna jump into the time machine. As far as. No, you getting your start in model in the first place. What was that point in your life that you said modeling was something you wanted to do, and what made you take it serious? Because a lot of people, they say on Instagram and Facebook every day they want to be a model, but they just want to take pictures and put them on Instagram and say I'm a model, but they're not really a model.
Yeah, that's true. I've been, whenever I first started saying that I wanted to model was probably whenever I was younger. Like, I always watched TV, and I used to watch Tyra Banks, her little fashion show, TV show that she used to have on TV. But then I realized, I don't have the body frame to be that type of model, which I love doing runway modeling or whatever. But I just was like, I can't do that type of modeling because I don't have that type of, body for that. But I always wanted to get in the modeling industry. But just upcoming in, 2010, I started modeling with this hair company called Pinky's Exotic Styles. She's, a owner in Lafayette. And, I just did hair bottles for her, and stuff like that. And, took pictures with her and performed for shows with other people and things like that. And then just last year, I was like, I really want to do more with modeling. I want to go further. I want to do, something different. And I was like, I realized I had to put myself into a category, and I put myself into an urban modeling category because I had my height and, my look. And I'm like, I have to be an urban model. I can't be glamour, those other different type of models they got. People today, they want to put themselves into this, hey, I want to be a high, edgy fashion type of model. But what they have to realize that is urban modeling is kind of the thing now. And sex sells, not saying I want to be this porn star or open up my legs, different types of stuff like that. It's just that, you have to look at yourself and you have to really think about, okay, where do I fit? If you want to be serious about it, I have no problem being an urban model. So just like last year, like I started taking photos, urban modeling. You know, people say that I have this girl's door, you know, this girl's door next look kind of look or whatever, next door kind of look, you know, like if you look at me like, oh, you know, she looked like she could be a bad girl, but not really. But I just started modeling, and then I just started, you know, submitting to magazines, and then I've been published, like, what, 5 times? Then you're the 5th time because I made the front cover of, you know, Human Canvas Mag, so, and it's only been, like, what, 6 months, and I've gotten this far, so, yeah, that's about it.
Now, you know, here's a big thing about Whistler, when you say about girl next door. I have learned firsthand, which is just why the look I go for, I don't go for, it has, you know, when it comes to Human Canvas, I don't go for what everybody else in the, you know, because I would more so say, especially in with your look too, your look is I wouldn't say it's just urban. I would say it's like a urban touch to grammar. It kind of, mm-hmm. your look meets both worlds. And the thing that drives me nuts is a lot of people just don't show, man, how can I put it? They pick the same type of girls in all their issues, all their magazines. There's so many people that's out there trying to be like this at a magazine and not trying to be themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so a girl like you, per se, wouldn't always be picked because you're not overly thick, you know, whatever. So that's going to take you out the box.
Yeah, and it makes me have to work harder and harder. And people, a lot of the magazines that I've been in, they told me, I pick you. Like, they have so many other girls that, you know, submitted to the magazine with a big, you know, big wop booty. And it was like, I pick you because you have a pretty face. That's why I want you to be in my magazine. Like, it's not all the time all about a big wop butt. Because at first I was like, when I first got into it, I'm like, okay, like, I have the breasts for, you know, maybe I want to get my butt done. I'm like, I was very insecure because I didn't have, like, a huge butt, and I just was on that. Like, I kept saying that I want to get my butt did. But, like, reality is something, and I was like, I'm not getting my butt did. Like, people are going to accept me for who I am, and if they're not going to accept me for who I am and how I look, then it just is what it is. Like, I'm doing this for myself. I'm not doing it for nobody, so the magazine's gonna put me in it, then they can put me in it. But it's fine that they want to choose the girls with the big booties and big feet booties more than me. But regardless, I'm good. Like, if I make it, I make it. You know, if I don't, I don't. I'm gonna have my business degree to fall back on, and you know, it's just something that I just really love to do. Like, I'm not doing it for a show. I'm not doing it for Instagram. I'm not doing it because another person's doing it. I'm doing it because of me, because I love to be in front of the camera. And I love to walk the runways, and that's just it.
Right. I mean, like I said, I just, you know, I commend you for that, because it is hard, like, especially being in the South. Every time you turn your back, it's another girl that got booty shots, then women got the butt lift or whatever. It's just so hard when the magazines who are quote unquote the big magazines keep picking those same type of girls.
Yeah, it's true.
And eventually, you know, people got to realize gravity does take hold eventually.
Mm-hmm.
You keep doing it, you got to keep doing it and keep doing it, because gravity will take hold eventually.
Yeah, it's so true. They keep praising the same look. Like, if you open a magazine, like, you see the same look, the same girl, like, same girl, like, big booty, turn the page, big booty, turn the page, like, big booty. And I'm like, golly, like, I opened up the magazine that I was in. I was like, oh, my God, she's pretty with a big butt. And then I passed, you know, I went to mine. I was like, Lord, like, I look like the eyeball in the magazine. You know, like, where did people look like, where she came from? Or whatever, and then I turned the page, and he had, like, you know, the Caucasian girl next to me. She had even a big butt, too, and I'm like, wow. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, they just made me feel like, you know, I was just like, I was happy because I'm like, you know, I got chose even though I didn't have a big butt, you know, like them. Like, I'm making it, I'm getting somewhere, like, you know, like a lot of girls, they taking pictures, they modeling, they calling themselves models, and I'm like, okay, what have you done so far besides run to post your picture on Instagram? Like, are you doing something with your career? Do you want to go far with it, or you just want to get in front of the camera and take, you know, your lingerie pictures, your bathing suit pictures, and just post them on the internet just because, hey, you know, I'm a model. Like, I think people, like, people just from my hometown, I guess they don't, when you're from your hometown, people won't respect you or, you know, support you in what you're doing. Like, I get love, like, New Orleans, Houston, you know, Mississippi. Like, people from all other areas show me love than my hometown. Like,
welcome to the club. The club. You got to work,
I know,
so
right?
Much, you got to work so much harder to get the love in your own city than you do
yes.
in other areas that's getting what you're doing and supporting you.
Yes.
But well, somebody actually, matter of fact, Mara Angela, who's a host on Tuesdays, she had a picture of it and actually talked about this. It's a quote that says, you have to leave the city of your comfort and go into the wilderness of your intuition. What you discover will be wonderful. What you'll discover is yourself. So until you get out of your area, and, you know, and that doesn't mean necessarily physically, but in other ways that your brain is making in those other places, you know, you won't start discovering yourself until then. And
mm-hmm.
that's why I travel so much, as much as I can, because these people are here, Lord.
Yeah. they don't give two, you know, birds about you. They just like, oh, you know, they look at you like the same thing. But once you're going to get out there, like once you're going to get to where you got to go, then those same people who wasn't supporting you and didn't give two birds about you is just going to be like, hey, Sadie, hey. They just going to be like all up in your mix. Like, I promise you, that's exactly how it's going to be. You know, and I feel like it
starts to be like that someone now. But man, you know, it's so funny because, like with you, you are away in Louisiana, and it takes, like, what I commend you so much about is, you know, I think when we first had a conversation, I believe you were asked, oh, where are you at? You know, you didn't let that deter you of saying, well, he could probably do some great networking and really do some stuff to really help my career just because I wasn't in your city. And to me, you know, that speaks volumes to me. It lets me know what kind of mindset you're on. Because some people, if you're not in that area, they don't want to deal with you.
Yeah,
and I think
that's
closed-minded. Like, for me, if you're only on a local level, you're going to stay on a local level.
Yep, that's true, because I think we got a lot of people out here, like, they, like, people, like, they from out here, especially, like, in the Lafayette area, like, they from Lafayette, and, like, people, like, bow down to them just because they're in Lafayette. Like, they think they're, like, the queen and the kings, you know, of Lafayette. When they go out to these clubs, people bow down to them. Oh, let me get a picture with you, so forth and so forth. But outside of Lafayette, period, and you just go to another city, another town, you're not nothing. Like, nobody knows who you are. That's only because, you know, the little small town that you are from. Like, if you go anywhere else, like, nobody knows who you are because they just want to be in just this small location. I don't really care for it. Like, I done, you know, hosted a couple of parties, you know, with this guy Flex or whatever, you know. I was happy about that or whatever, but, you know, I don't care about hosting stuff in my city because, like, they don't respect me anyway. Like, they don't care for me anyway. They probably just think that I'm just a little model, like a wannabe girl who wanna be a model just like everybody else. But just like everybody
right.
else, like, they don't even have, like, the background for, like, where are you published yet? Have you been in a magazine yet? Have you done anything yet? All you have on me is looks. But I'm actually taking the time out to get where I have to get, you know, to do what I got to do or whatever, and they're not praising me, so I really don't care if they're not. But everybody on the outside world, you're not, like, the first person who I talked to. Like, in this other magazine that I did, I think he's from Miami, the Tip Drill, I think the magazine is Tip Drill Mag or whatever, and me and him, like, text, like, all the time. Like, you know, me and him had, like, the same kind of conversations that me and you had, and, you know, like, he all the way out there, and he wanted to, I was the only person who represented for, like, the New Orleans area and, like, the area around here for, like, the All-Star magazine stuff. You know, like, nobody else did. And, like, you know, he was just like, you know, hey, you know, you just got to keep going and keep pushing, you know. He said, I like you because you're a pretty face. That's why I wanted to work with you. Like, I don't care about your look or about your body. He was like, I want you because your face is pretty. And I respected him for that because he just didn't look at me as, you know, hey, I'm putting you in your magazine because how you look, you know, or, hey, you know, right. I'm not letting you be in this magazine. I don't want to work with you because you don't have a big butt. Or, you know what I'm saying, like, stuff like that. Like, he wanted to work with me because of me. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
as far as me with him and Cameron's reasons, of course, you know, body art, I like the, especially for this issue coming up, this is kind of shameless plug-in a little bit for everybody, too. the issue coming up is called Celebration of Women. So, and mm-hmm. what people are going to love about this issue is, I mean, I don't know what everybody just going to sit around in a meeting and just say, we're going to do this at the same, we're going to do, not necessarily the exact same, no one's doing the exact same look, but everybody had the same exact mindset of what this issue meant to them. And, mm-hmm. like, it's just, I like it because it's showing another side of human canvas. So we keep showing people that, hey, it's not just about, hey, we want to see a girl naked real quick. You know, that's not what it's all about. It's all about art. We're trying to bring the art back into stuff. And it's like people are going to see it so classy when they look at the magazine, because, like, look at the cover of you. Yeah, I mean, you show a little skin, but you show it's enough to where it's like, but not too much. And it's done so tastefully. And, like, every model in there, I kid you not, every model in this magazine had that same mindset. You know, and when people see it, they're going to be like, wow, like, he was not playing. And the questions, because, I mean, I could have asked her the same kind of questions like a lot of these bigger quote-unquote bigger magazines do. But that gets boring.
So
I want to dig into y'all mind.
So you asked us, you asked every different model different questions. So I had different questions than everybody else did.
Oh, no, I asked the same question. Mm-hmm. I asked the same questions, but everyone gave a different take on that answer. And I like it because this issue is going to show everybody, just like all the other ones, that it's not just about, oh, let me put this girl in here and she's just another trophy model for me. No, it's mm-hmm. about let's start digging into these minds, and that's what y'all all start getting, like, the answers, man. I mean, if people don't fall in love with y'all because how you look, that your mind alone, you know, could sell somebody. And it's just, y'all came on point with this, and I was just definitely feeling it.
That's good.
Girl, move from that, man. That'll get me all emotional.
I know when I got the questions or whatever, I was like, ooh, I'm about to get started on that right now. Like, right when you sent me the questions, like, I just started, like, typing away on the computer. Like, I was just going. I was like, oh, yeah. Like, you was putting my mind to it, too, because they had me thinking, you know, like, I was like, oh, okay, and they just started flowing, like, it's pretty good. They wasn't, like, the normal questions. Like, I've got questions in magazines, like, you know, do you, like, anything, like, have a girl ever tried to hit on you, or, you know, just, like, the normal questions in the magazines, like, that they normally ask.
Well,
they try to ask, like,
show I act a little crazy and ask it, but
yeah.
I mix it up with I mix up a little bit of everything. You never know, and it's always a mixture of stuff coming at you. But I like to be themed with my stuff, and I kind of change. The same question. They change completely every issue.
I've noticed that.
Like,
well,
where you from, girl? You know, what's your favorite? You know, what's the guy? You know, but change to the theme, I don't even know that question every freaking time, you know, for the issue. It just doesn't. And this is about the celebration of women, so let's ask questions that talk about celebrating women. Now, I'm speaking of a question to throw at you, but that was not in the magazine. when it comes to dealing with other women, because in this industry, there's a lot. There's people who understand that everyone's not out to stop your shine, and there's some people who there are. But how do you differentiate and realize, hey, I'm not going to act like everybody's my competition and tear down the next model, because there's some models that don't show love to other models. They just kind of, if you're a female model, they find you as a threat. So how do you find a way to stay humble of doing that?
This topic has to be like the worst question ever. So basically you're asking me, how do I basically stay humble to all the rest of the models who like don't support other models, like they feel like you're a threat to them?
Well, more so about how do you stay, how do you stay humble of, you know, so you being, because I watch you, people watch your timeline, you support other people. You show love to other models. You don't act like that. You're just the only model on earth. How do you, your mindset on that, what makes you tick on that makes you do that? And, versus some of the other models who won't, there's some models who won't do it. Like, it's always about me. And if you talk about another model around them, they feel like they're a threat all of a sudden.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I guess that I just have this mind frame where I'm like, I'm not the only model out here. Like, I can learn from different models. Like, I support, like, every girl out here that's modeling and trying to get it and want to get somewhere with this model career, I support. But it's not the same for me. Like, some of them just don't even care for me and that I model or anything like that. It's just, I guess I'm just the type of person, I just support any and everybody. Like, I support a girl who is, I started before her, maybe, and then she just got started, and, like, she's skying a roof, like, oh, my God, like, I'm going to support her. Like, you're an urban model just like me. Hey, what's up? You're doing your thing. Like, I'm glad, you got any tips for me. I don't know. I guess I just got this mind frame where it's, it's cool. Like, I don't know, I just don't hate for the next model. You get me. And I don't know. I'm just good. Like, a lot of models, they don't support me, and I know they don't. Like, and it's in different girls in different industries. Like, we're not even in the same industry. If I'm the industry model and you feel like I'm a threat to you, and I feel like, how could that be? Like, you could be in a totally glamour, the glamour industry, the high fashion industry, all the different type of industry they got, and I'm in an urban modeling industry, and you mad at me for what? But I'm not even going to let that, faze me. Hey, I still support you. Whether you don't like, whether you feel like I'm a threat or whether you don't like me, you don't want to give me my praise, I'm going to still give them that praise. Like, they have girls today that model that I know that model, but they will not like my picture. They will not go under it and say, good look or so forth, glad you made it in this issue, whatever. They won't do it. But me, I'm different. I'm still going to like their photos, whether they took a picture. I guess that's just me. Like, I'm not going to do what they're doing to me. Like, I'm just going to support them still, whether they're a friend or not a friend, whether they're just anybody, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And, I think it's going to help with this issue. Just like our top selling issue at this moment would be issue number six. Issue number six, which was 11 basketball one, and that model was on the cover there, along the other models who were so humble too. They support people, and they actually talk to their fans. How do you find the time to make sure you show love to your fans? Because I noticed that you'll retweet other people's stuff. Not even people who are not even models. You retweet to their stuff. You actually talk back to the people. What's the difference between you and some of these other people? So like that, I'm above you and I'm on top of you. Because wake up card, people, you want to actually sell magazines? And you want the magazine to sell, and so a lot of people can see your brand. let people know that you're not just a person that's just trying to get them to get something from you quickly, then that's it. You don't care about them. So, like, what's your take on that? Like, how do you, you know, why do you find it so important for you to be, you know, show love to your fans, and how do you find time to do it? Because some people got so many excuses why they don't do it.
No, I mean, I just, like, it doesn't matter, like, don't even, like, whether the time of the day, whatever it is, like, I just feel like, and I think I will always be this person, like, even whenever I get, you know, say if I ever reach to that point where I can become making good or something like that, I just feel like I will always, like, you know, like, always going to retweet anything, talk back to anybody, follow everybody back. Like, I'm not the type of person, like, on Instagram where they follow me and I'm like, oh, you know, I'm not going to follow them. Like, girl, please, I'm not about to follow you back. Like, I won't do that. I'm going to follow them back. Like, the only people who I don't follow back is probably people who have, like, 400 and some tweets, you know, 400 and some followers, and it's like a spam type of stuff. But everybody that I know, I'm going to follow back. You know, I talk back to people. Like, I don't have an excuse of why I don't do it. I does it. Like, everybody, every model should respect everybody that's looking up to them, people that's praising them, people that's, you know, writing, commenting underneath a photo or anything that tweet them, hey, you know, even if they saying, hey, you know, I like this photo, or hey, you're looking good, or hey, congratulations, retweet it and say thank you so much for your support. I appreciate it, you know, because without them, you won't be nothing till this day. You know, like, without you, like, me being, like, on the front cover of the magazine, I would have never made it on the front cover of the magazine if it wasn't for you and your crew for picking me to be on it. So people just have to have that mind frame, and I have that whenever they get a little fame or get a little, you know what I'm saying, like, giving people that's looking up to them and just be like, you know, I ain't got to do nothing no more. Like, I ain't got to do this or I ain't got to do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm ignoring them. Yeah, they doing this. Yeah, they doing that. No, they should. A model, anybody, it doesn't matter if you're a model, if you're promoting or in the club industry or you're a bartender or you just anything, like, anybody that looks up to you, just, you know, show them love back regardless of anything. Like, you just have to do it. Like, when you wake up in the morning, I don't know, like, in the shower, me, I does it, like, before I went to work, before I would go to work, I promote, like, if you can see, I promote for this hair company, I promote, like, it's like 50-50%, like, with me and this person, like, they do stuff for me, I do stuff for them, they support me in everything that I do. Like, everything that I do, and that's, like, the lady who I'm out of for, Miss Pinky, DeAndre Yancey, and her husband, Chris, or whatever like that. They support me in everything I do. And every time, people probably think it is ignoring whenever I'm always posting, you know, just prettyextensions.com. Like, they probably, like, think, like, oh, my gosh, she's so ignoring, but this is what I do. These are the people who's been here for me since day one, who, you know, who support me since day one. Like, I have this swimwear line that I'm just coming out with. I hand make it myself. And I'm like, you know,
bikini line coming up.
Yes, and people support, you know, they support me, people support me, they comment back, I also comment back to them, you know, I'm not acting up to y'all nothing, you know, I'm glad they support me. They have people who don't support me, you know what I'm saying, and who know me, and, like, I don't really care if they do or they don't, I'm just trying to make it, I'm just trying to, you know, do what I got to do to get where I got to get, and you see what I'm saying, just stuff like that, I guess.
Now, here's a question I've been really trying to figure out, and I've been dying to ask it. What inspired the name change?
Oh, I get that a lot. Okay.
I met you prior to the name change. That's the interesting part of the story.
And I was cuter than you whenever you met me. That was my name. That was what everybody called me. Like, everybody called me. Some people still call me that till today. Like, some people wish I still had Cuter Than You instead of Renee Black. Like, if you think about it, Renee Black, she kind of sound like a porn star type name, maybe. But I don't think so. Ever since I was young, when I was born, I was actually darker than the skin color that I am. I'm brown skin, but I was actually darker. I was a dark-skinned baby. Or whatever like that. And my grandfather, he called me Blackie. So this is where black come in at. And my middle name is actually Renee. So, like, my first name is Letitia Renee Martin. So my middle name is Renee. I have this tattoo on my back, and it says Tisha Renee. But, like, I've always had Renee run with me, and black is always run with me because my mom, she always calls me that. My dad, they all still call me Blackie or whatever, but I shorten it for black. So I had called my friend up one day, and I needed her opinion about something, and I told her I needed a name change, and I needed a name change as soon as possible because Cuter Than You is like a, I forgot what they called it. It don't sound like a person, like a name, a person. So say if I get out there, I needed a name for people to know me by, something different, you know, and just something like, because if you're thinking about, you know, who's Cuter Than You, that's a name brand, that's a shirt brand. That's a website or something. Like, what is that? Renee Black, which is the actual name, where people wouldn't have to think twice on it, like, is that a shirt company or whatever that is? So Renee Black is actually the actual person. So she put those two names together. I told her the names that, you know, I go by, and she said a couple of names before, and then all of a sudden Bree was like, Renee Black. And when she said Renee Black, I was like, that is so me. Like, that is my name. And I immediately changed it. And then until this day, I tell people, call me Renee Black. You can call me Renee, you can call me Black, or you can just call me Renee Black. I guess some people was like, you know, it kind of don't, I don't know if they think it matches up with me. Like, if you look at it now, Renee Black and me, actually, I don't think maybe, like, they go together. But I just feel like that's who I am, you know, like, that's my name. That's me, you know. So that's basically how that name came about, because Blackie is my nickname. That's what everybody do call me on my family side, and Renee is actually my middle name. So I just put those two together, and that's how I got Renee Black.
Okay, good. Yeah, I've been dying to figure out. I like the little stories behind names, so I was wondering how they kind of tie together. All right, so digging to my magic hat. As far as good versus bad, what would be some of the pros that you see? You kind of talked about a little bit of them, but what's some of the other pros that you see in the industry versus the cons? So the good and bad, what's the good side versus the bad side for modeling with you personally?
Okay, what's the good side versus the bad side? Okay.
I hear a voice song for that one.
I know, right? I could think about it. Okay, the good thing about being in this industry, I'm trying to see.
Hold on. We got something there. Let's give her the Tinky music, please.
I can tell you what are the cons, you know, versus the pros now.
I'm right, Tinky music.
To me, it's good. It's always good to hear the pros, okay? It's always good to hear from people, you know, when somebody's always emailing you and people want to work with you. That's good. Like, I love when people email me about work. Now, a few months back, whenever I first started into modeling, which was last year, I had got this email with this guy from New York or whatever, and me and him emailed for a while. And then he told me, and I was excited because I'm like, God, I just started modeling. Like, I only did one photo shoot. Like, and God, like, people are hitting me up to do gigs already, you know? And this guy, he was emailing me or whatever like that. We emailed back and forth. And then he was like, okay, hey, you know, I want to fly you out here. I didn't have to come up with any money. He wanted to fly me to New York. He said I could have bring a person with me, but they would have never funded their ticket. They was only funding my ticket. He said that he was going to fly me out to New York. He wanted me to do a paid photo shoot for 3 days or whatever, and he was going to pay me $1,500 for those 3 days. And he said that he was going to pay me half of it up front or whatever and stuff like that. They was going to fund my hotel room, food, everything, a car to get there to the shoot and everything. And I was so excited. Like, I was super excited. And then I was like, wait. I was like, wait. Oh, no. I have to dig into who this person is and more, because this could all be a scam, and not like a money scam. He could actually fly me out there, but it could be totally different porn stuff. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So the guy wasn't who he said he was. I called up a guy who I work with in New Orleans, and his name is Mr. Anthony. And I called him up, and he worked with New Orleans, and I gave Mr. Anthony his name and stuff like that. And he talked to him and stuff like that. Then all of a sudden, the guy changed it, his mind. And, we decided we didn't want to work with her anymore, so forth and so forth. So basically, as we all know, it was a scam. What he wanted me to go out there for is not exactly what he was telling me. And he was not the guy of, they have this magazine called As Is Magazine, A-S-I-S. Maybe you've heard of
them. I know about them. Mm-hmm.
You heard of them, right?
But, yes. I know this is about 2006, 2007.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So basically, make a long story short, he wasn't who he said he is. So the pro versus the cons with that is that I know a lot of girls, you know, I get excited about hearing from people who wants to work with me and stuff like that, and that's a good idea. But at the same time, you have to watch. The bad thing about that is you have to watch who wants to work with you, because not everybody who they say, you know, not everybody who are who they say they are. Like, they're totally different people. So that is a pro and a con of being in the urban modeling industry. You know, I have, like, a model mayhem. I have people who hit me up on there, like, emailing me guys saying, you know, hey, you know, I'm coming out here to Lafayette. I want to do a photo shoot with you. And I'm looking like, oh, you just got a model mayhem, like, just now. Like, I don't see your name on here. Like, you don't really have any photos. So really, seriously, why are you emailing me? So that's like a pro and a con for me. I don't really have like any bad things to say about the urban modeling industry, because to me, I just love everything. Like, I love being in the magazines. Like those people who put me in the magazines, I love being in them. A pro versus con, especially in the urban modeling industry, just in any industry, is quality to me. Like, quality has eaten my butt, like, from, like, forever. Like, I think it's been eaten. Quality meaning pictures. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to have quality images to get in these certain magazines or whatever. I got into the Well Connected magazine or whatever, submitted my photos, he was working on my page and everything, and then he texted me. He wrote me to tell me that my photos wasn't working. Like, they wasn't, you know, like, quality enough when he made them big or whatever, or however that went, or however, you know, they have some magazines, they are really, really, really strict about stuff like that. Like they want you to work with these known people. Like, say, I am photogenic, or just people like that. Like, they really want it to be A100 and stuff like that. So that's probably like a pro and a con to it. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, you have to work with quality photographers in order to get in magazines. And if you
the GWCs. Guys.
Yes. Yeah. So it's crazy. So that's like another thing that it's, you know, a pro and a con to me. You know, but I don't really have anything more bad to say about, you know, urban modeling industry. I just love everything. That's why I'm in the industry. I love it. I love to be, you know, I love to show my skin here and there, even though, you know, my boyfriend, he's supportive. He's very, very supportive. He doesn't, you know, like, a lot of people ask me, like, I was working, like, at Love Culture, and one of my employees had asked me, hey, how do your boyfriend feel about your photos on Instagram? And, like, I jumped back, and I was like, he's very supportive.
But your stuff's not really that bad. Your stuff is actually, I've seen some stuff. And your stuff is very tasteful.
Yeah. So, I know, that's why I jumped back.
Some people just trip. They crack me the heck up. But they say him about his basketball wise and all that other stuff and get so enamored by it. Get the heck out of my
yeah.
Okay.
Hold I know,
on.
Right?
We got a caller. So hold on real quick. And then I know it's like, I'm about to turn along the way, but it is something, man. Like, talking to you today is great to have you on for a while, so hold on. Y'all,
okay.
Like, Renee taking on the show today, y'all. I'm telling y'all. It just means when you get somebody you really want to talk to about, a lot to talk about, you want to try to get as much you can talk to them about. So we got some more.
I know, right?
For her. Hold on. We're up to go. I know this is a summer. Hold on.
What's going on, everybody?
Not much, man. Welcome to the show as usual. The great mind behind BX25X's magazine. What's up?
What's up? Yeah, I just wanted to, get in on the conversation since you're talking about magazines and scams and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sure.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm sitting here and listening to the show. I've been listening and I'm greeting a lot. And then the story that you heard, it happened to one of the models that I work with. I think two models, actually, one Miss E and Tippy, which have both been in the human canvas. They both cover models, too. And
yep.
After they got their covers, the scam artist went after them also. The same message, and the person wasn't really who they say they were. So I can agree with that because I remember me and Sadie helped Tippy. We did research on it and found out the guy was fake. And quality and being strict, I'm pretty strict also. So I feel where those magazines coming from. Also, you said you was an urban model. I don't really see that. I think you're more of a glamour model versus a urban model.
Okay.
While you might do music videos or whatever, I don't think you're an urban model. I think you're a glamour model, and maybe you can do fine.
That's what I was saying, too.
She's
like glamour with a hint of urban. That's what I've been going at. So I thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate Renato for bringing that into the fold.
Yeah. I know, right? A glamour model. I have to keep that in mind. Maybe I should Google glamour model versus an urban model.
Urban model means...
We talk about me and Renato talk this a lot. Like, a lot. Well, the reason why it gets construed is because it's not... Some people kind of construe what they kind of split it in half, that urban is more for black people and glamour is more for...
Totally agree.
You know, yeah. It's like more so for not black people. That's what they try to make it out sound
like.
Yeah,
I totally agree.
So it messes up.
Yeah, and I think that urban when it first came out, would have been like the Fly Girl, but then it changed after the video, music videos. You know, basically died since BET don't play them. And now it's all about the Buffy, the bodies, which you were talking about earlier, that you have to have a big butt to be in the magazine. So I feel that urban now is about that, or the light-skinned girl that sleep with rappers or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's urban now versus, you know, back in the day with the Fly Girl.
Yeah. I know, right?
Or a reality star that, you know.
Yeah, you know what? And I really think about it. I just read one of the magazines. That was everything you just named was that. That was the only people who were in the magazine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they the ones who always get in the other magazines. And
that's,
you know, I like
the world's not the same.
Yeah, I like BX25 and Human Canvas because you see a variety of models, different shapes, colors, size, and everything. So that's why I like both magazines. And that's why I like working with both magazines, from photography and whatever.
Exactly.
And also, great work.
Nothing I was going to put on point too. Because he was actually, Renato was actually the director of photography for Human Canvas. So, I mean, you know, so because a lot of people, you know, they want inside scoop or how I pick other people for the covers or whatnot when I'm not doing the votes or whatnot. I was like, okay, like when you first, I'm gonna keep it 1,000. When you first submitted your stuff, I was like, God, this might be the cover model right away before I even got anything else. But then I was still open to, I wanted to see what else would come. But
I know, right? Because whenever I was like, I said, oh, my God, I hope I get the front cover. And you was like, we'll see. They have a lot of people that, you know, trying to get the front. And I was like, okay. But I totally forgot about the magazine. Like, because I know I submitted way early or whatever because you told me early was best. And I just submitted way early. And then you came out of nowhere. And, like, I was having a bad day, and you came out of nowhere saying, oh, my God, you got front cover. And I was, like, I was screaming to the top of my lungs, and I was like, oh, my God, I got front cover. Oh, my God. Like, I was really, really screaming because I was like, I totally forgot about this magazine. Like, I was like, oh, he's not using me no more. I just was like, okay, maybe they're not putting me in the issue. That's how it was. But then whenever you told me I got front cover, I was really, really happy.
Yeah. I thought you had the best. Well, I just saw you and I was like, yeah, that's the cover.
I know. Thank you. I was submitting, you know, whenever I was supposed to submit to the Valentine's photo thingy, I told you I did not like my photos and how they came out, so I did not submit them. I was like, I got to do another photo shoot and I have to submit, you know, some more photos or whatever, and that's what I did. I was not submitting those photos because I didn't like them. So, yeah.
I've become more and more strict because at the end of the day, when y'all take it to the magazine or have other people read them, you want them to say, oh, man, this magazine looks, you know, you want them to be able to do something to look like proud of when it comes to look at the progression of your career and say, oh, everything they had in there, they were on point, they were strict, and they made sure they put me to my potential, and that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people just want to throw something together, throw a magazine together and say, well, I got a magazine, but that's not enough. Eventually, you got to grow and realize it's time to, you know, step it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes.
So true.
Can I get,
if your magazine, if you don't issue number 12, number 12 and so on, and your magazine, somebody issue one, you got to reevaluate your career as a magazine publisher.
I want to let you know, and I like the picture. I'm looking at your Model Mayhem right now. You have a toboggan that say Boss, and you have like a bikini and like shorts, bikini top and shorts. That's hot. And the boots, that's hot.
You know what? That was one of the ones she said she was going to. That one and the one that's on the cover now, I had to choose between those two.
And you was like, I don't know which one. And then you chose the one with purple.
Oh, man, I was so mad.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's so true. And I love
yeah,
I didn't get
she did to me.
You was like, send
so
both
hurt.
Of them. I was like, okay. And I sent both of them. And then you was just like, okay, the purple one. Which I like the boss hat better than the purple one. But I was like, okay. I like them both, but the boss one was my favorite.
The purple, I like the purple. The reason I picked the purple because it kind of lends you. It's like, hey, like unraveling. It's a perfect way to set the cover off because you have to open up the magazine. And you see, you know, when you do the purple, it's like, oh, okay, whoa. So, yeah, I like how that just flowed. But it was perfect.
Yeah, you
saw the other picture that I had to choose between, Renato. I was
say that again.
That's what you get to see the other picture I had to choose between. I was going nuts. Say, really? You want me to choose between?
Yeah,
God,
I was
so mad.
I know it was funny.
Okay, I'm gonna give you a chance to get some water real quick and Breathe, because I'm going to talk to you some more. I'll tell you, Renee Black, I should just call today's show the Renee Black Takeover, man. We will be back in a minute. Who am I going to bring up on the roll again? I want to go with, let's go with my girl Red Shades. She, you know, it's aha, running Red Shades. Her name Black Red Shades. Okay, we're going to go to Vibin' and Coolin' and we know.
One for them people who don't really want no problems, who stay cool but minding they business, cause they don't be all for that drama, and they don't be losing they tempers, lest you wanna see, cause they'll find them. Yes, I'm cool, calm and collected, but I will show you a reminder, cause
y'all know I don't play that. Please don't get your face smacked, but I'd rather be nice to you. Took a lot for me to say that.
Don't get it twisted, I know you will say what's on my mind, cause that's how I feel. I know you used to just acting wild, but not with me, cause I keep it chill.
They tripping off these people. Cause I be living, I say I be flowing. It really ain't specific. I do it by my lonely and I make my own decision. Just be vibing and cooling and vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling and vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling. Just be vibing. Cause I just wanna.
All right, we're back. We're back right here on Life of the Dust Live. Now, Renee, every Monday on the show, we do something what we call, you know, the hot mess versus hot news. And so I just saw some interesting video. You know, one of the big things that's been going on for the past week has been this whole Mimi sex tape thing.
Oh, Lord.
So...
M-D.
I have to say, Model Angela, of course, beautiful being footage that she has posted, because that's interesting. See, people, this is why you never, in the words of Justin Bieber, I will never say never about something unless you are completely certain that you're not going to do it, and you're one of those people that will stick to what you say that you'll never do.
Yeah.
There's a video that's out. Me was asked a question about this, about her doing a porno or whatnot. She said she would never do a porno. Never was the exact word. So there's video evidence of her talking about this. And then you tend to find out, you know, last week we see that she did. So what happened between, you know, what just happened? And how do you, I mean, how do you feel about this whole situation right now? Because, the moment I saw that she had one, it wasn't even the fact that she had one that necessarily alarmed me right away. It was just the persona she tried to come off as. And then everything that she's trying to tell us all this time is kind of backfiring. It's not the case.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what's your take on that? Because it's been driving me freaking insane. And then I just saw this video. I didn't even watch it. I didn't even want to do it. It's like, no. I will be here analyzing the hell out of her for a whole minute, 2 minutes or 3 minutes, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Well, basically, for me, it started off whenever the Love and Hip Hop first came out with Mimi and Jocelyn and them. And, you know, whenever she was on Stevie about Jocelyn being, you know, a hoe and porn and a freak and this, that, and the third. And then here comes Mimi with this tape. And it was very shocking to me because I looked up at her like she was one of the ones who was, you know, kind of normal. And, you know what I'm saying, she was like one of the good ones on the show. And then for her to put out the video, I was just like, oh, my God. Like, that is really crazy. Like, I don't care that she did a sex tape with her man because that's her man. Like, I'm sure they have plenty of people in the world that have sex tape with their men. It's the fact that she leaked it and she has a daughter. You know, what are you telling your daughter, basically, you know? And that's why I didn't really see, we're not really seeing anything, but just reading on the social networks and the clips that they've been showing, or whatever, with Stevie J or whatever, and him wanting to, you know, take it to court and pay as much as whatever for a lawyer and stuff. I don't blame him, you know, because at the end of the day, it's like she's with this man and she has this guy changing her, you know? And she should be thinking about her daughter. Like, would you want your daughter to do the same thing you do? Basically, she's telling her it's okay, her and her guy's sexual life to the world. That's basically what she's saying. Like, just do anything for money, which I'm sure she got paid for it. You know,
mm-hmm.
So I just find it crazy. Like, I don't really care that, you know, she had a tape or whatever and she did this and did that. What was really interesting was the rod in the shower. The ride in the shower took the cake. I think it took the cake for everybody because immediately whenever it came out, like, everybody was just like, well, we not worrying about surfboard no more. Everybody was like, we got to get on that ride. Like, she has upper body strength. Like, she has a lot of upper body strength. If I go on my ride right now, my ride is going to fall. So they must have planned that big time. Like, they must have drilled those, whatever you want to call them, into the wall. Like, they must have drilled them nails into the wall. And, like, she was pulling up and getting, you know, aid and all that stuff. And I'm like, oh, my God, well, look me. Like, she's too old for that, for one. And she should have left that where it was. But then again, you don't know, like, if her boyfriend or the Nikki guy, Nico, whoever he is, you don't know if he went behind her back and leaked out the information on his own. You know what I'm saying? Because they showed us a clip of her thinking about doing it, but she didn't give, like, a yes or no answer. And then all of a sudden, the clip is out. But as you can tell, like today I saw a video of her, I guess it was like a Vine video, and she was just, like, basically telling everybody to mind their business, like, it's her life, like, she don't give a care, you know? And then I saw another video with K. Michelle, you know, getting on a ride, you know, saying, but she could do it, and then the ride fell. Like, it's just so much stuff. Like, it's crazy. I just, like, I don't care. Sums it up, I don't care that she's made a sex tape with her guy because everybody makes videos or, you know, whatever they do with their relationship. It's the fact that she leaked it. Like, if I did something like that, I would never leak it out to
the world. The way you said that, it's like you were telling yourself.
Huh?
I said, the way you said it, I was like, whoa. I was like, you said everybody.
Well,
I'm kind of scared. I'm kind of scared to do it, My vibe
no,
is
like, I want, like,
that could be, you know, all problems. Oh, God. I don't
if you want to record yourself, but a female, if you want to record yourself or whatever, or however they did it, if Mimi wanted to record herself and her man, she should have kept her video to herself with herself. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? Like, you gave it to the nigga who probably, he love you and stuff, but obviously he don't love you enough to care for you to leak out y'all, you know, y'all personal stuff that goes on in y'all bedroom.
Right.
You know
and
what
I mean,
I'm saying?
How do you say that Stevie J is a scoundrel and all that, but this fool is like.
Exactly.
I feel like this is day one on the show. I feel like he wants to be Stevie J so bad.
Yes, he came off as that.
He looked like the sloth from Ice Age. I mean, he just freaking drives me insane. So
yeah, he came off as that. It is true, and I think that he want to put himself on the show. Like he's on the show now. Like as them showing the show, look like it's gonna be all about Mimi and Nico. You know what I'm saying? Because Jocelyn. Obviously, Jocelyn and Stevie J living their life. They married in real life, and, like, they living their life, I guess, with no drama or whatever. But Mimi and Nico got a whole different ball game going on. You know what I'm saying? I guess they planned it, and she probably was just like, she don't care. Like, she could do what she want. Like, Mimi just got famous off of that stuff. Like, you know, she probably gained about 20,000 followers once the 30,000 followers once the video, you know, came up. But people are not saying good stuff about it. Like, we expect stuff like that from Stevie J and Jocelyn. That's why Jocelyn got so much credit and respect on her right now because of
right.
What
she all she did was build up Jocelyn and say, you know what?
Yes, all she did was build up Jocelyn and made Jocelyn more of a woman than her. Like, nobody respects her now because we wouldn't expect that from her. Like, we can expect EVJ and Jocelyn. People wouldn't even be saying all that crazy stuff. People will be bowing down like, oh, my God, y'all see Jocelyn. Like, people will be praising stuff like that. But with Mimi, it's a totally different ballgame, chat. I'm like, that's
and, in the chat room, Ronaldo just said, he said, Vivid did it. He said that it's not a leak. It looks way too professional. And, yeah, I mean, like, for real, like you said, I just don't understand how you can leak a video out. I mean, how anybody gets their hands on it's BS. It's not leaked out. You put it out on purpose.
Yeah.
And you want to get quick fame. And it's ironic.
Mm-hmm.
Right before, literally the day or the same day or the day before, the VH1 trailer for Love & Hip Hop new season coming out. Love & Hip Hop ATL, excuse me. This video comes out. You can't tell me you leaked it. That is a bunch of BS.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was completely planned. You guys were going to get a quick thing. And try to, you know, make everybody run on who you are.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's not a league.
That's something we play dominoes. That's something we say when somebody get ready, try to score too early, and it's going to cost them. You always say, all money, not good money. And this is one of them times where all money is not good money. Unless you got anybody, is it going to help you in the law? Everybody's trying to quick try to do so much for a quick buck and think about sometimes stuff
mm-hmm.
that means stuff for your future.
Yes, this right here is going to follow her for the rest of her life. Like, even her daughter, like, her daughter's going to get older and she's going to Google her mama name and, like, that's going to pop up. You know what I'm saying? And that's embarrassing. Like, that's really embarrassing. And she's going to be really embarrassed about it because now you have to explain that to your daughter. Why?
Right. She's
going to
be scared to take showers, man.
And
she's going to be like, my mama's swimming the pole today. You know?
Yes, on a ride. Like, really on a ride. And then it was quiet.
She didn't want to the shower ever again.
No, like, she's not going to get respected at all. Like, she had everybody clowning her, King Michelle. Everybody in her mama clowning her crazy tail. That's on her shot.
She didn't care for all these people about stuff, about their sexual lifestyle, whatever. So, people, don't, you know, be careful what you say. Make sure it is not coming to bite you in the ass. All right, so now that we offer that, we're going to be back. We're back to you. Now, as far as you, with you and JP extensions, I see that you promoted quite a bit, especially the red hair, which I like the red hair route. I don't like, everybody, see, it's a color for everybody, and some colors don't look good. Some people look good, but other people.
Mm-hmm.
The red actually comes off natural for you. It doesn't feel like, oh, she's trying to be another red-haired chick, you know. It
yeah.
Comes, you naturally do it.
Yeah.
And so
you'll be surprised.
Like, what kind of led you to do something with JP extensions and, you know, how,
yeah.
how you know, by, you know, just continue because you're still doing it and you're pushing so hard. And it's a lot of other great ladies in that group as well, I assume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now I have purple at the top and red at the bottom. Like, but it's just like a little tinge of purple, you know. I don't know if you updated us all, but and now I have, like the dark purple at the top and, like, the tinge of purple and, you know, and then, like, the red going on. But, you know, it's pretty good. You know, I shout out to my girl, Deandra, because she does her thing every time she do my hair. You know, professional stylist. You got to keep it professional. You can't be fooling around with the YouTube extensions like she always say. So, yes, I'm serious. Like, that is her word. Like, YouTube beauticians. Like, she would say, stay away. Like, nobody would never put their hand in my head besides her, because my hair, like, I never was bald-headed. I always did have hair, but my hair is growing even longer. Even though I don't wear my hair, she still takes care. Like, they have a lot of people who, okay, they only want your hair to look good on the outside, but, like, when they get in the inside, like, it's like a hot mess. They don't care how your hair looks, you know, how it's supposed to be treated in the inside. Like, she treats my hair and everything. I have no problems, no concerns. Like, my hair came out so many different colors. Like, my hair was supposed to be a red at first. My hair came out an orange, like an orange reddish, and I loved it. Like, at first I had got out of the chair, and I was like, I'm changing that. When I got in the house and I looked in the mirror and I played in it, I was like, oh, my God, I am loving my hair. And it's all thanks to her. Like, every time she touched my head, every color she put in my head, I look good with the color. She tells me, I guess I'm the type of, I have this skin tone where I look good with the color. And, like, with the purple thing, I was sitting in a shop or whatever, and I was like, you know, I want a different color, but I'm scared. And I was, like, telling her, you know, her husband, hey, you know, Chris, you know, what about purple? And he was like, yeah, do purple. He was like, he didn't want me to do the all red thing again. Even though he know the red look on me, I'm the model, so he wanted to come out with something totally different or, like, put a bam, because you don't see nobody with purple and red hair around in this area. So we all know when we see somebody with purple and red hair, they took it from me. Because they ain't got nobody walking around here with no purple hair at the top and red at the bottom. Around here,
yeah,
that we know of.
That's the picture on Instagram that you're talking about, too. It was like a little hint.
Yeah,
so, you got a little.
Yeah,
a little
picture. But, you know, not too much. Just like, bam, still classic.
Yeah,
you got to keep it classic.
You got to put the splash on me, so
Yeah, so he was the one, Chris was the one who told me to go for the purple, and I went for the purple, and whenever I got out that chair, I was fabulous for my birthday weekend, like, and I'm still sitting fabulous right now, so it's no worries, like, I go in for them, like, ain't nobody can do my hair, I would not order any hair from nobody else, because I am right here with JP Extensions. If they don't know we coming, we are coming, because we are all over, I'm telling you. We all over.
Yeah, I mean, I'm already, yes, I'm saying on the show live, I saw a lot of them, I saw four of them, because we're going to get them on Dust Spot 2 with you over there. So they go join. I'm telling them they're going to join. Y'all brought the Jersey side of me now. You're going to join.
Mm-hmm.
question it. You know, see, the Texans and Jersey fans, they want to come out and go, all right, they come out, they want to come. You know, I can't cut it on and off if this happens, man. So,
yes.
Yes, that's
true.
Now, as far as, and I'm going to put you on the spot, what is the most embarrassing thing you have ever done?
The most embarrassing thing I've ever done. Let me get deep because I want to give you something good. Oh, my God. To me, this was the most embarrassing, but I'm happy that it happened in front of people, with people that I knew.
It was 2010, the year 2010, and we had went to, me and my girls, we had went to Bourbon. That was the first time I had went to Bourbon for weekend, you know, the thing they do every year. It wasn't All-Star Weekend. It was, you know, the, you probably wouldn't even know, you're not from down here.
Hold on, wait, let's go. Press rewind, but okay, so.
What is it called?
Where?
It's New Orleans.
I'm building my mind. I say New Orleans.
New Orleans. Every year around November.
Oh, November. Okay, I'm about to say, I thought you were talking about Mardi Gras first. Okay.
Not Mardi Gras. Every year around November. Blue. Oh, my God, it's at the tip of my tongue, and I cannot get it out. Bayou Classic. Bayou Classic. And.
I've been trying to go to Bayou Classic because. When I was at UNCS, all I heard about was Bayou. Because when my people from New Orleans told me, oh, so I got to go to Bayou Classic. Yeah, and they win, they would just come back bragging. So yes, I know,
yes,
but I know
Bayou
all
Classic.
About it.
It's nice. Yeah.
Don't
so,
give me. You try to make me relive memories. I'm starting to get mad.
Yeah, so I went out there, and it was my first year. My first year ever, like, so I'm just fresh. I'm fresh into going out. Like, I haven't really been out, you know, like that, but I'm fresh into going out and getting out. And, you know, I had never experienced being drunk, you know, at the time first, you know. So we went out or whatever, and me and my cousin had went out or whatever. We left my other friends. They wasn't feeling good, so they was in the room. And we had went out. We had stayed out all night partying, drinking, like over drinking. I was over drinking, and so I really needed to use the bathroom. Like I really had to pee, but I was so, you know, drunk, and I was in a car for like hours. I don't know. Like my cousin had went down with her boyfriend at the time, and she went get something or whatever. But I had fell asleep in the car or whatever, and I was in the car for like hours. And I had to pee before then. And then it came in the car, and then we left down at the little hotel, and, you know, we was going back to our room. It was late, like probably 4 something in the morning. And I was like, oh, my God, y'all, I have to pee. Like, I'm still messed up, but I'm like, oh, my God, I have to pee. Like, y'all have to let me out the car. So we get to the hotel room, we pull up, and so I'm running up the stairs. I'm like, I really got to go to pee. Like, you and somebody's been holding their bladder for, like, hours. And I'm like, oh, my God, I have to go to the bathroom. Oh, my God, oh, my God. And so once I get, she had gave me the room key. They was kind of behind me. So I get up to the room, and they're like, and, you know, I'm putting in the room key. And I'm like, you know, it's not working, and I really have to go to the bathroom. And, like, I'm putting it in, and I'm knocking on the door, and, like, the other girls, I can hear them getting up, but they're taking their time. Like, and I couldn't do it. Right when my cousin tried to put it in, I literally peed on me, like, oh, my God. Like, I peed on myself, like, right by the hotel room door. Like, it was hilarious.
Oh, we'll give them to you.
It was hilarious. It was hilarious. Like, everybody had to have that drunken moment. Like, I couldn't make it to the bathroom, and it's like every time her guy friend, her ex-boyfriend sees me, he's like, I forgot the name that he called me. Like, I pissed in my pants in New Orleans, but he was like, you're still cute or whatever, but I'm going to always remember as you peed in your pants. But he always said, but you're still cute. It was so funny. Like, I got in the hotel room, I went shower, and I went straight to sleep.
I caught somebody on camera before at Texas Relay. This girl was in the line at the club. Peed on herself.
Oh, my God.
And if you want to fight, and she had peed so bad. She was like one of them girls at the real state. Like, I'm a bad ass out here. Woo, God, ask him prayer. Because he puts people in their place and they went. It's good to see the bad chicks. They too good, you know, whatever. And when it's funny, and you're not even hot nothing, you just
yeah,
nice
they wanna
to
ask, yeah,
nice
they want to ask the ditty. They want to ask the ditty. Yeah, like, they too much. But you peed on yourself right in front of everybody.
Yes,
oh,
and it was a trail. So I had the video camera fall on the trail and said, this is ratchet at its finest. Yes. She peed in the line at the club.
And still went in the club.
No, they didn't even go in. They were too embarrassed. Because you know what
she had on.
You got to think about it. Is she in the club, right? And she gonna try to, you know, she's probably ready to dance up on a couple of people, or whatever. How you gonna dance with her? And you got to think about it. Yeah, she's peeing on herself.
Yes, and like seeing her get like, man, that girl peed on herself. Like seriously, I can't do nothing.
Yeah, you
got to
dance like you got to dance with her like you back at the middle school dance. What they say? You got to be 6 inches apart or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I need you to be a good 6 feet apart.
That's crazy.
Said, oh man, that was wretched. At least you went to the hotel room, and it wasn't out and about on 6th Street.
That's why I'm glad it was just my cousin, and like it wasn't around nobody. Like that's it was just a moment, and like I can say, like I can tell people the story because things happen. Like I know somebody who peed and pooed on them, like and threw up at the same time while they was messed up. So I'm like, my name ain't compared to y'all. So I don't care what y'all call me because it happens to the best of us. That was my first time going out, really, like not first time going out, but like first time being in New Orleans, and like those hand grenades had me rolling, and shots and drinks, they just had me rolling, and I was just done for the night.
I've had a lot of peels. I had one friend that could put it on blast, but she had to pee so bad. This girl, oh my God, I can't even relive it. She had to pee so bad, and she couldn't hold him off. She was peeing or some right before she jumped the car key, and she got back in the car and was butt ass naked and threw me the hell off. Especially she like straightforward and drive.
Oh my God!
Like,
it happens to the best of us. When you gotta go, you gotta go. No matter where it's at, you gotta go. You gotta go. I guess I just. Oh, Lord.
Hey, I don't let it get. I'll pull it out and pee right there if I got to. So I will not pee myself like, hey, I just want to
know.
I mean,
honestly, what's the difference for females? Like, guys always just, if they got to go there, go behind a tree. Like, and you know what I'm saying? They'll go anywhere. Like, so I don't, it's no, should be no difference for females. If she has to go, she has to go.
Why she didn't go behind a tree and squat down?
Yeah.
Drop down and get an eagle on us, or go like on, like it was like on Bourbon Street, like go by, well, janky behind building and key by it, you know, to make sure no cops around. They will be getting some tickets for that.
Yes. Oh my God. Speaking
of which, okay, I gotta play another song because you didn't say this stuff about pee, and yes, I am saying it all live in the air. I have to pee, people. Yes, I said it live in the air. Okay, so we'll be back for play sin right. No liars, we'll be back.
GMP in your area, area. Sin right in your area, area. Word B in your area. Hoodlum EMT in your area, area. EMP in your area. Sin right in your area, area. Word B in your area. Hood one E.T. in your area.
Every higher, both it takes me higher than dudes. I set this bitch on fire with no lies to use. Okay, 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 okay. I give my life to you, and I'll fight for you. I promise everything, I recite the truth. Okay, 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 okay.
Until the rain goes away, I'm tryna do a show a day. Let the beat fade out and shorty in the sample say. Those diamond pearl dreams, without a squirrel scene, we bust numerous nuts and made every girl scream. Sorry, a little bragging in the intro, but shorty told me okay. And just happens to be an info, she's a floozy that uses a tongue when she unlatches the window. And before she jumps off the ledge, she yells, welcome to the sin show. That's how we touch bases, frequent exchanges of fuck faces. She has a sluttish waist, it's time she popped off in public places. And the way her ass is, I don't know where the fuck her waist is. She's not a human, she has junk in the trunk of spaces. She gives it to me, like there's one life to lose. And the flame is high, She teaches that firefight in school, so I work my magic. A couple tricks I like to use. Watch me set that out some fire. With no lights up.
All right, right, we're back. I made sure to watch me in, too. back here on Life That Does Live with your girl, Renee Black, and we got about less than 20 minutes left to go to the show. She's been taking it over. You know, she just came in, and, man, we just been having fun, man. Y'all got to definitely check it out. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to dig some more into some crazy stuff with you, too. Now, as far as places in the world that you personally would want to go, what places, you have to pick three places you can visit, and you have a week to spend in each. Where would you spend it and why?
If I had three places in the world that I would love to go to, and if I had a week to spend in each, one of them, I believe, would probably be Africa. Only because I would like to see, you know, how it really is out there, you know, like, as watching TV and seeing different things and, you know, how people always saying it's poor and feed the children. You know how the TV shows be making it seem how it's, you know, how it's so bad out there. I would really want to go out there myself and experience to see how in those parts of the country, you know, how really it is. One of them probably would have to be that, just to really get into it and see how they live their lives compared to how I live my life. Another one probably would have to be, oh, baby, the Bahamas. I ain't never been there before, and I would love to go there. I would spend it on the beach. I would party. I would probably do the most, as I know, as usual. And another one, I'm not really sure where. Probably Paris, only because I know a lot of people go there, and I guess it's maybe like, on every TV show, it's like people always go to Paris and they're like, oh, my God, Paris is Paris fast. Well, I want to know what they're talking about, Paris. I want to go there, too, to see what's the hype about. But I guess I really got to push you.
Huh? You're not ready.
But it's like, I'm really not, like, I'm a person, I don't mind traveling, but I guess, like, I'm not a person who travel, like, all around. Like, I've been to Houston. That's the furthest, like, place I've really been is, like, Houston. Like, I ain't never been nowhere else, like, Florida. I haven't been to Florida yet, and it's crazy, but, like, I never been to Florida yet. I'm just always in my little town. Like, I don't never go out of the skirts of Louisiana, besides if it's to Houston or something. But other than that, I'm just in Louisiana, which I feel like I should travel more. But the summer is coming up. I'm not staying in too much either. I'm trying to travel. Like, I'm trying to go to Vegas. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to go to Florida on the beach. I'm trying to go to some places. So I'm just saying, I just want my girls to be ready and down. DeAndre and all of them, they better be ready. Reed, they better be ready because I'm ready to go. So,
Yes, you got a plan to sit, but sometimes you just got to say, you know what, I'm going to keep holding myself back. We're going to do it. Let's do it. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, Portland, I'm telling you, once you go different areas, it just kind of, like we said, like I talked about earlier, like it really helps you define yourself, and it gives you a new, fresh outlook on how you want to approach something that you do with your own brand. It kind of helps you be more versed. So, I'm telling you. Especially being in the South, you got to travel to the East Coast. And you got to travel Northwest and to the West Coast. And you got to travel over there. It will change your mind.
Yeah, I got
to. You can go to Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis, how far is Memphis from you?
Tennessee is far. I'm in Newberry, Louisiana, so
I always Google Live on the show, and a lot of people trip off of it. They're like, dang, he be on it. How far? Okay, so we, it is the power of Google. Google ain't cut me no check, but I just like using this simple. New Iberia from Memphis, Tennessee. Okay. Oh, no, it's actually close. Memphis is closer to you than it is to me. Memphis is 6 hours.
That's because I put it in Tennessee, and Tennessee took me 10 hours and 30 minutes just to get to Tennessee from where I'm at.
Yeah, it depends on what part of Tennessee you what part
you're
of Tennessee you go to. Right.
Yeah.
You go, because, see, Memphis is at the first, is at the, it's like right at the tip from the west, on the west end. It's like right at the tip. As soon as you cross, over the river, you go straight, you get in the right there.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mississippi flows to, like, the river, right at Mississippi. Either, and that's the thing, because you got to travel from where you at, you got to travel through Mississippi, and you have to go all the way through Mississippi before you get to there. So, yeah, I mean, it's a lot easier. It's a lot closer for you.
Yeah, because Tennessee is like, the state is just like right there from Louisiana. So,
Memphis should make me an honorary mayor, man. Cause I just love, when I go there, I love that. And I would talk about Memphis like I live there. Just the love I get when I get there, man. It's just crazy. The love, people who I don't know, just me. That's the thing you said to her earlier about when you go to other places, you know, people don't know you, so. Sometimes it actually works in your favor. Like, if you're different and you have this thing, you have this it factor about yourself, people feel that, right, receive that right away, and they show you so much love when you go to these other places.
I know, right? That's why I want to, venture out and just, what I'm saying?
I want to Boston and Portland show them. I want to Boston and Portland, too. They will. Dang it. I thought I was like celebrity or something like that. Like I had a TV show or something out there everybody knew about.
That's good. I guess I need to travel more. Especially if I want to get my name out and, start, because every magazine I've been in has been a magazine from, other places. And I just wonder, how people be in, the magazine with y'all. Like I know another magazine that I was in, the guy was like, people are loving you out here or whatever. But I'm like, that's out there. Like, that's not out here. I don't really know how it's going on out there, because he's like, people are loving you from, where he was. Like, they're loving me. And then I know I had got, a whole bunch of, followers from that area, but it's not, none really I can really do because I'm out here and they're, out there. But, guess I need to venture off and go to different places, if I want to.
Just pack up and move. That's what you got to do. You got to be ready to move and make yourself stick to it. That's how that's my advice. Do it, and I'm telling you, you'll see a lot. You'll think a lot different. It just helps you open your mind more too, because sometimes when you're stuck in the same space, your mind's not able to expand as much as it wants to, and it's like, I got an idea for you, but you got to venture out so I can take that to open this idea for you. So, you figure it out, So, yes, I'm saying that right now, proclaiming right now that this year, Renee is going to travel, boy, y'all. But I'm proclaiming now and I'm going to make sure I'm be one of the people on Instagram and Twitter. And whatever, I'm gonna be telling her, hey, if I got billion, I'll be in the best spot page a lot too. I will come comment on your page when you're traveling. I'll do it. I'm crazy now.
It's gonna take time and dedication to, get back on board. I've been in front of the camera just this past weekend, but it was only for like my swimsuit line that I'm coming out with and stuff like that. It only was for that. But I haven't been in front of the camera since the last time I did the photo shoot for your magazine. It's been a few months, a couple of months that I've never been in front of the camera, you know, towards my modeling career. But I'm going to get back on it because I've been slipping, you know, just trying to do different things and stuff like that. School is coming back around the corner for me in August. So, you know, I'm trying to just hurry up. I'm always got to have a backup plan. Like, modeling and acting is something that I want to do, but I always have to, I need a backup plan to fall back on because that's something that's not, you know, me having a degree is always going to be there. Me trying to come up in the modeling, you know, in the, that type of industry, you know, it's just going to take some time and it might, you know, it might and then it might not. You know, I just got to take that chance, you know, and if it don't happen before me, if it doesn't happen for me, then I'll be fine. Like, I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, most of these girls out here, these girls who are trying to model, like, they will sell a soul, like, just to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not about to be doing all that. Like, I'm not about to be opening my legs to come up in a magazine. I'm not about to be opening my legs to host a party. Like, they got a lot of girls that's doing a whole bunch of stuff out here just to, you know what I'm saying, get where they're going. I'm keeping it real, like, to anybody who I work with, to anybody who, you know what I'm saying, it don't matter. Like, Lil Wayne can come in front of my face right now, and he can be like, hey, you know, I want you to yada, 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 do this, do that for me, but you know what? You only can do that for me. I'm only giving you this opportunity if you give me something. And I'm going to straight up and be like, nah, my nigga, because I'm going to be just one of those type of girls that gave you something, and that's how I came up. So from that day point on, if I open up my legs to somebody that one of these people out here that's, you know, trying to do something for me, that means that people won't respect me. I'm going to get respect by how I'm trying to do it on my own and, you know what I'm saying, like, do it the right way. A lot of these females out here not doing it the right way. They're doing it all the wrong ways. They're using what their mama gave them, right, the flurry, and they just popping it to all these people, and that's how they coming up. And you're going to be old, washed out, in the dirt before you even think about it. Next year, ain't nobody going to know who you is because you got that come up by doing what you were supposed to be doing, what you need to be doing it the right way. But, hey, I don't knock nobody hustle. I don't knock nobody nothing. I'm just doing it how I'm supposed to be, how I'm supposed to do it, and I feel like I should do it. And I feel like my daddy and my parents and all my friends and everybody who support me, I'm doing it how I feel like it's supposed to be done, and I'm doing it the right way. And if people who want to work with me can't, you know, respect it, then, hey, we ain't got to work together. Like, people that came up to me about doing video, you know what I'm saying, like doing videos and stuff like that, like, and I'm like, okay, what kind of video it is? Oh, it's a booty shaking video? I'm sorry, I'm not doing them kind of videos. I'm sorry, I'm not the type of girl. That's not the type of video shoot that I want to do. Like, if you want me to be in your video, let me be, you know, the main chick or whatever, or the little chick that's just, you know, the little pretty face in there, you know, just like, you know, whatever, you know how them other females be doing, but as for that, breaking it down and booty shaking and popping and twerking it and doing all this and spitting it to the ground, I ain't doing all that.
On the side, you know, so you wouldn't do a side ride video? Like, you're not going to be in the music
video? If I
want
to do a what?
Because you got to say, Abel, you'll be in a music video and say, I need to do a side ride. Now you got to try to do like that, you know. Because, I mean, obviously, you know, that's what's working. That's what's working to get people famous now. Getting on
side ride. I'm so freaking dumb. I'm not twerking to be in no video shoot. I promise you that. I ain't twerking to be in no video shoot because that's what people going to look at me at. I'm not doing it. Like, that's what they're going to look at me as, and I'm not doing it. I know the plan that I want to have for myself, and I see myself with that plan and down that line. So I'm doing things to make sure I still get respected for how I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be one of those girls who's not getting respected for doing it the fast way. You know what I'm saying? They want the easy way out, and the easy way for them is to open it up. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to work for it.
And if you're naked, don't just be naked I'm just naked. I'm taking a naked picture. Let the nakedness tell a story at least.
Yeah. And I know, like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? So to me, I'm just trying to do it. Even if it's going to take me a long time to get where I got to go, I don't care. Like, it's no rush. It's going to come for me, you know what I'm saying? God going to bring me where I got to go, in time. You know what I'm saying? No rush. Just keep it moving. Keep it trucking like I'm doing right now. So, yeah.
All right. So, as we got about 5 minutes left, I want you to kind of give everybody like a commercial, like a 60-second commercial of why they should support you, and kind of give them a quick bit of who you are and whatnot. So that kind of a 60-second commercial. So you got starting, let me see, I'm going to say in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. To everybody who's listening, who's going to listen later, however y'all might be doing it, I feel like everybody should support me because if you're listening on the show, you can see that I speak real. I'm real to myself. I'm very loyal to everybody who I work with and who I deal with. I'm just a down-to-earth girl who is, you know what I'm saying, my personality is off the chart. I'm really cool. I'm laid back. Like, whatever I want, I go for it. I support any and everybody, music, boutique, clothing line, anything. Like, I'm also here for any advice. I'm a good friend, you know. I'm just basically, you know, out here trying to get it just like everybody else and just trying to keep it real with myself. So if y'all want to respect me, if y'all want to work with me and whatever the case may be, interested in working with me, you can follow me on my Instagram, my Twitter, Renee_Black_ and that's basically about it.
Damn, that's about that's about 70 seconds. Not too bad.
Couldn't get my words out right.
I was over there watching it. You almost had to add the link from there, too. For you.
They feel why I'm, they see where I'm trying to come from. You know what I'm saying?
They see. Well, again, I appreciate having you on the show. It was crazy. No, we pretty much, you know, the Renee Black takeover, and it was fun, man. Can't wait to release the magazine for the world, the general public. Can download a digital copy, or I prefer, you know, I recommend you download, if you get the print copy, digital copies are as cool, but if you get that print in your hand, it shows every vivid color that you wanted to get across. So I recommend getting the print magazine. So it will be out May 1st for the world to indulge in. All right. So, again, I appreciate you for coming to the show. Renee, it was crazy.
Thank you guys for having me. I enjoy myself.
Yeah, definitely. I can tell you felt it at home. You can tell when you really started playing at home. You was like, "Hey, I'm just gonna kick back." You can just tell like you just kick back and relax, kick the shoes off. Say, "Yeah, God, we're doing this now."
Yep.
All right, y'all. So if y'all miss any parts of the show, y'all can check it out at blogtalkradio.com/CDJ, CEDDY, that is J. Also, search on iTunes by typing Death Spot Radio Network. Yes, the shows can be listened to on iTunes for free on DeathSpot.com. It's on there. It's also on where you can go to the shows. And it's still on the Beyond Pod app. When you go download that, you can download your Android, and you can listen to the shows free on there, too. So definitely get it, man, and enjoy it. You miss some any other shows, you can check them out on there, too. We got a very great week coming up. Check it out. And, yeah, man, we're going to roll on out. I'll remind you all of everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to an episode of Life and Death Live with your boy, Teddy J. Now, special guest, Renee Black, who also play, kind of play guest co-host today too, so that was fun. All right. We out.